Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
Welcome and good morning, everyone. You have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. And I'm Kim, and we've got a really great show for you today. We've got actually Julie Furman is my co-host today, and she's joining us talking about Cupid's Coach is her business, right?
Absolutely. Love, romance, dating, all
I know. Look
stuff.
At you. It's so fun. And I've got Jacob on the board. How are you?
Good, Kim. How are you?
Good. A little rusty this morning, right?
Yeah.
In your voice, right?
My voice
You're growing
going.
Up. That's what it's all about, right? All right. Well, I welcome everyone to my show. We've got some really great topics today, and I want to let you know that we are on Facebook. You can Facebook us a question at the Kim Pagano Show, or you can call us at 805-639-0008. We've got some giveaways. So if you are in the romantic market or, you know, interested in finding a new mate, Julie's going to be talking to us about that, the secrets and strategies. And actually, she's got two CDs that are three discs each. They're pretty intense, huh?
Yeah, it's a 2.5-hour workshop, basically, in question-answer format.
And then after that, you find a perfect date?
That's the idea.
I like it. I like it. All right. So we've got Julie, and she's going to be talking a little bit about that. Then we've got Chaney Weiner and how to realize your defining moment and have a breakthrough in your life, which I think we all need a breakthrough in our life. We need a break, just period, right?
Well, you know, breakdowns are opportunity for breakthrough, right?
You know what? I love it. And we are all positive talk here. We're basically, you know, just talking to really passionate people about really passionate life. And that's what it's all about, learning, living, and just, you know, getting out there and having the best life we can possibly have. Then at our later part of our show, we're going to be talking to Dr. Susan Bayer, and she is the author of Leaves Falling Gently and Living Fully with Serious and Life-Limiting Illnesses. So we will be talking to three of our guests here on the Kim Pagano Show. If you have a topic that you want to talk about or a question that we're talking about, definitely give us a call here. I want to let you know that I love your calls. I love your input. We want you to be a part of our show. So don't feel like, what's the right time to call when, you know, you're not interrupting us. I want you to be a part of it. So definitely give us a call here at 805-639-0008. And right now we're going to take the third caller for, and they don't even know what it's about yet, but they're going to want a copy of that, right?
Well, anybody who's single and dating will definitely want a copy of Navigating the Romantic Marketplace. How about if we make a challenge to people that that people who have never, ever called a radio show
or
certainly never called the Kim Pagano Show, those people who call and tell us they're virgins on the radio.
Oh, I like that.
We'll get them a copy of Navigating the Romantic Marketplace.
That's perfect. All right,
awesome.
Jacob, you got it? You're
got
only
it.
Looking for virgins out there. All right. So that number again is 805-639-0008. And also, I want to let you know that you can find us on Twitter at The Kim Pagano Show. And also, you can look at all my past shows on my website, which is thekimpaganoshow.com. Also, find my columns in Ventura Breeze. And they're always inspirational and lifting. So anyways, well, I'm so excited. And tell us a little bit about how you got started.
I became Cupid's coach because the guy I married is the man who sold me my dating service membership 20 years ago.
Really? And so did you take over the business and you said, now he's not working? Something's wrong with this picture.
No, actually, I worked for him. What happened was I was 29.9 years old. I was
Wait, how do you do 29.9?
I was so close to 30.
Oh, okay.
And I just couldn't find the right guy. I tried everything. I really had. And so I stumbled into a video dating service, and the guy who talked me into joining and took my money and all of that is the guy who I later asked out on a date. And
you
dragged
asked
down
him
the
out.
I did. I love it. Some of you know Dr. Pat Allen. She's one of my favorite relationship gurus, and her philosophy is no. As a girl, you should never, you know, chase after the guy. But I didn't know that at the time. I hadn't met Dr.
Thank God
Pat.
You didn't know it.
Well, you know, there are a couple ways that we can go about getting guys to be interested in us. We can certainly go right up to him, tap him on the shoulder, or we can just, you know, flirt, eyes, smile, all that, and get him to come to us.
You have really flirty eyes. Do people tell you that?
I am the queen of flirt.
You are.
I challenge anybody to flirt better than me.
Wow.
But so that's what I do for my clients now, is I'll flirt with all the guys and bring them to
How
me.
How does your husband feel about that?
Oh, he's fine. If it's good for business, he's fine.
As long as he's making money, it's all good, right?
Yeah. And so, you know, some people are a little shy about just walking up to the guy at Starbucks or at the car wash. And so what we'll do instead is we've got a whole team of people out there in the field in Los Angeles in Ventura County. And we'll just bring all the great people into our community. We interview them. We find out who they are. We run their background checks. And then we can include them in our referral process for our clients.
How many people do you have?
I started with number one, and we're over 20,000 now. I've been doing Cupid's Coach now for 11 years.
20,000?
Yeah. I'm a people inventory-er. I just gather them all, and then the people who want us searching actively for them become the clients. They'll come in and meet with us, and we'll talk about what program they're interested in. And then even if they're not yet a client, if they just want to be in the referral pool, that's good. I want to know who they are.
When you say that you want to be in the referral pool, what does that mean?
Well, anybody can go to the website. It's cupidscoach.com. There's an S in there, CUPIDSCOACH.com. And register. And that means when I'm searching, I can find them. They don't have to necessarily become the paying client in order for me to find them and refer them. So that's the first level. And then, you know, at some point in time, people usually say, hey, you know what? I want that girl, Julie Furman, working for me. And then they'll come in and visit us, and we'll determine if they should become a client or not.
So you just, you know, you kind of go through questions and see if that's something that you can help them with.
Absolutely. And the most of the questions are right in there on the website. So the registration process, I'll find out, you know, how old is this person? What are their age preferences? I have a lot of women paired with men who are younger. That's kind of a common preference for women these days. And our dating population
Wait,
is getting
let's
older.
Go back to that. Okay, so what is that? That
a lot of women don't want to be with the old fart, you know? They want to be with the guy who's the same age or a little younger.
So is that called a cougar?
Well, I don't know what point is it a cougar? Is it like 7 years younger? I don't know what the drawing point is, but, you know, whoever my client is, it's that person's age preferences that I'm adhering to.
I like that. Okay, well, we're going to talk more, and I'm really excited to find out what men and women want on both sides, because things have changed a lot.
A lot.
Yeah, and kind of it's like anything goes.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. Times are, I love it. So anyways, I know we've already started getting a lot of calls, and we are going to open up our lines at 805-639-0008. Right now, we're going to bring Chaney on, and we're talking to Chaney Weiner and how to realize your defining moment and have a breakthrough in your life. And so we can actually, it all kind of relates together. So welcome, Chaney.
Well, thank you for having me, Kim. I appreciate it. And thank you for having the show. You're doing great things.
Thank you so much. All right. So tell us a little bit about who you are and your journey.
Wow. What a question. Well, I help people raise their human potential so they can realize the magnificence and the brilliance of who they are and the value that they contribute to the world, because everyone has something of importance to contribute to the world with their uniqueness. And with me, just really brief, I've always been into sports, but for some reason I was always interested in the realizing your magnificence, your brilliance, how you can excel in any of the different areas of life. So it really evolved from sports to fitness into what I'm doing right now. So that's the real quick end of it.
Well, Chaney, you know what? Actually, I mean, that's really my mission on my show, is to really give to let everybody know what their gift is in life, and to know that they can have anything. I mean, you know, I'm going to just take myself. I have 4 children, a couple businesses, and here I am every morning, you know? But I love what I do. I love it. And if I keep touching another person out there, the difference with being on the radio is I don't see them at the finished product. But you know what? All the emails I get and all of the, you know, Facebook things that I get is just amazing to hear that I'm touching people. And that's what it's all about. So I thank you for doing what you're doing, too.
Well, yeah. Well, when you're doing what you love and you're loving what you do, it's not work anymore, especially when you're serving and helping others.
Oh, my God. You know what? And it's so funny. When I say, when you're having fun and being real, good things happen.
Absolutely.
And that's really been my line forever, you know. So adding value every day in every way. So talk to us a little bit about how people can go about knowing what they love and what their gift is.
Well, every person has a set of values or things that are most important to them in their lives. And when I speak about values, it's not the morals and ethics type of values. It's really what's most important to you, and especially how you express that in your own unique way. But particularly, it's what's most important to you, because many people, this is going to sound a little funny, but many people are shoulding on themselves. I should, I have to, I'm supposed to be doing whatever it is mm-hmm. they say, versus I love to, I'm inspired to. This is what I've always dreamed of doing. So listen for that language, because it's very easy to tell if you're really doing what you love versus if you're doing something that someone else said you're supposed to do, or perhaps maybe you've injected in from someone else and are doing something that you think you should be doing but is not really in line with what you would love to be doing.
Wow, I like that. You know, because so many of us are learned, and we do what our parents were told us to do. We do what our kids thought we should be doing as the perfect parent. You know, but what about really finding out who we are and living in our passion?
Well, the interesting thing is, because you brought up parents, and in all fairness to our parents, they do for us what they feel was best at that point in time. But the thing is, even if it's something that you may not like, look at those situations and look at those people and say, hey, well, how did that help me? How is that a blessing to me? How is it serving me? And how can I use that to also help and serve other people? Because the very thing that you may think is something that, oh, God, it put me in this kind of a situation I don't want to be in, they're actually, I like to call them blessings, to help you to wake up, to realize your magnificence and what you're here to be doing have.
I love what you were saying, Chaney, about, you know, are you doing things that you should do or things that you really would like to do? Some of us are stuck in a rut where maybe we're in a job that we wish we didn't have to do, or, you know, so just carving out a little time every day to do the thing that really drives your passion, you know, something, even if it, like, for example, one of my passions is flowers, and I love flowers. So what I try to do is spend every day a little bit of time making a beautiful vase of flowers, or spending some time tending to my flowers. It makes me happy. So even if you're stuck in a job where you know you don't want to do this for the rest of your life, find time to do a little bit of what really inspires you.
Yeah, and the other important thing is, because I'm sure many people listening are in a situation where they're working a job they don't like, and one of the most important questions that you can ever ask yourself is, well, how is whatever you're doing at your job, whatever the job details are, go down each one of them and say, well, how is this helping me on my mission? How is this helping me doing what I really love to do? That's why it's so important to know your values, know what's most important to you. So if you're in that job and you're in that transition state, you can start asking questions. Well, how, let's say you sit at the desk, at your desk, and you're on the phone all day. Well, how is doing the phone calls, or how is speaking to people on the phone helping me in what I would love to do in whatever area? And whatever area of life is most important to me, because these little questions and these little, but doesn't seem like big things, they are big things, and they make a difference, especially when you're transitioning into something that you would really love to be doing.
I agree. And, you know, if anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Julie Furman from Cupid's Coach. And we're talking to Chaney Weiner and how to realize your defining moment and have a breakthrough in your life. Now, what if you are one of those people that really, you know, it's funny. Sometimes I'll have like one of those times in my life that I'm like going, who am I? you know, four kids, maybe, you know, it's kind of, I always feel like, oh my gosh, here comes another revolution. Yeah. You know, and how do you get through that? How do you start asking yourself all those questions of who you are and really make that defining moment?
Well, it's going to sound kind of, well, maybe a little funnier.
No, nothing sounds funny to me.
Well, I know to you it's not, but to some people it might. But whatever you see in other people, you have in yourself. And even things that you don't like about others, when you're able to look and see how the things you see in others that you have in you, in your own unique form, then you start to find out really who you are. Many times people will put others up on pedestals and thinking so-and-so has something that they themselves don't, but instead of living in the shadows of those that you admire, look to see what you see in them, where you have it in you. And it may not be in the same form, but you have it in your unique form. Then you get to see who you are and really what you're here to be doing and what value you contribute to the world with your uniqueness.
I love it. You know what? This sounds really similar to a column that's going to be coming out in Venture Breeze that I'm just finished writing. And it really is look around at the people that you attract, because usually that is a part of you that you really like. You know, and even in a couple, something that, you know, I'm sure that you get that with dating, where, you know, they like kind of the opposite of something that they might not feel so comfortable being.
Yeah, sometimes opposites is a good thing, you know. I'm a person who loves to boost the economy with my spending, for example. I love to spend money. My husband is Mr. Frugal, and thank goodness he is. He keeps me in check, and yeah. If it weren't for him, we probably wouldn't have kept our house.
See, and really, that is what it's all about. So do you agree with that, Chaney?
Absolutely. Do I have a few minutes to share a story?
Sure.
I had a woman, this was back in February of 2009, who was in a program I teach called Breakthrough to Achieve. And this is right in line with the relationship, because I notice you're all talking about relationships. She came to me because she was in a relationship with a gentleman who she was dating off and on for 4 years. But the real issue was that she wanted to get married to him and have children with him. He already had a child from a previous marriage, and she was, in a sense, you know, kind of pushing him, and he was saying back off. He was more into business because he's an accountant, and she came to me, and what I had her do was I had her list her top five values, things that are most important to her, and the five things that are most important to him, and I had her ask the questions. Well, how was the first thing that was most important to her, which was family and having children, how was that serving and helping him in his business? And we did all these links. We linked what was most important to her, what was most important to him, and what was most important to him, how it served and benefited her. We came up with over 250 different ways. It took her a while to do this. The interesting thing was she broke off the relationship, and I didn't hear from her for a couple of months. And then all of a sudden, later that year, she emails me, and she said, well, he showed up at my doorstep with a ring and proposed to me. And, of course, I asked her, I said, well, what happened? And she says, well, it was a lot of what I did with her, plus he was doing some of that with himself as well, some inner work, and there was a shift. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because, number one, that was a defining moment for her. He showed up at her doorstep with a ring, proposed to her, and they got married in June of 2010.
Wow.
Well, let me guess. It sounds to me like they got clear. He got clear that his values were lined up with hers. In other words, relationship and family mattered to him more than anything else, and he couldn't live without her.
Well, the other thing is he saw what was most important to him, how it was serving her, and how what was most important to her was serving him, and the same thing from her end. And it's one of those things, you know, some people may call it metaphysical or foo-foo, but there's an energy that goes on. And she even wrote me and said, you know, it was her exact words were, I didn't even have to do much, it just happened.
And you know what? And that's really it. When something really is meant to be, it's going to kind of figure it out. But, you know, what do they say? Opportunity only knocks. What?
Yeah.
You know, you have to be looking for it. You can't be, you know, I'm not interested right now and I'm not going to go out. Because, you know, the people that you probably see, Julie, are those people that want to be in a relationship, want to have a change. Probably same with you, Chaney, right?
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes people will say, well, I want to be in a relationship, but if it's not showing up in their lives, they're on a very subconscious level, if you will, there's a there's a value there that, hey, you know, I want to be doing something else because there's still some pain associated with that past relationship. But in her case, it was more of a communication issue, really, if, you know, more than anything else.
Wow. So, Cheney, tell us a little bit about your programs.
Yeah, basically, my program is called Breakthrough to Achieve, and it really helps people overcome distracting emotions and to really gain clarity and focus and really a sense of confidence in really what their mission is and what they're here to be, do, and have. Because really, every person knows what they're here to be, do, and have, but they have that baggage or that junk that sometimes gets in the way. So the purpose of my program and what I teach is to help people clear that so they can really open up and see their magnificence and brilliance and, of course, what they contribute to the world.
And so a lot of people hold on to their past pains and carry around a lot of emotional baggage, correct?
Yeah, and the interesting thing with that is I have a question that I have people ask, and in fact, everyone listening, I would recommend you just asking this question and then answering. If you were able to go back and start your life over from the time you were born, and you did everything would happen the same exact way all over again, the question is, would you go through it again? Very thought-provoking.
Wow, that was deep.
I hope people would say yes, you know, because I believe that whatever our challenges are, we're meant to learn something from it. So I know whatever our regrets are, well, it's an opportunity to do things differently tomorrow and today.
Yeah, I agree. Wow, but that's a really strong question. And you know, I think I have asked that before, and we can't go back, but we can go forward, and we can change where we're going.
It's so powerful for each of us to get real clear about what our core values are. And I love that you're teaching this work to people. And if somebody listening has never done it, it's a real great opportunity to pull your car over to the side of the road and sit there and decide, okay, what are my core values?
How do you find your core values? How do you find yours?
You got to get real quiet and look deep. Sometimes it's in a workshop, you know, like the kind of thing that Cheney does with people, and you're forced to sit there and work with a coach and get clear about it. My coach was Allison Armstrong, whose programs are the PACS programs. UnderstandMen.com is her programs. And I did a whole workshop, and what became real clear to me is that my number one core value is love. Well, no surprise, I'm a matchmaker, right?
Yeah.
And then after that, it's family and also just living a good, clean life, you know? All of those, you got to get real clear what matters to you, and it'll be different than what matters to your sister or your spouse or your next-door neighbor.
Right. And I really find that interesting because we all have a different gift that we were brought to here. And we just have to really figure out what it is that rocks your world.
Yeah.
You know, that. And the other thing is, we are all human. We're not perfect, but be the best you can be.
Yeah.
And without not knowing what your core is that you're talking about, you can't have that.
And you got to cut yourself some slack when you mess up, because we mess up every day in one little way or a big way.
Exactly. I mean, you have to learn from your mistakes, right?
And
that's
love
what
it.
Gets you improvement.
Exactly. Cheney, how do we get in touch with you? I love this. I'd love to talk further with you and have you back on my show.
Absolutely. You can. Well, everyone listening, they can go to cheneyweiner.com. I'll spell that. That's CHANEYWEINER. .com, and if you put in your name and email, you get a free 5-lesson training course that talks about the values. It talks about some other things as well that I didn't get to mention on the show, because I can go on and on and on and on all day and night.
We're going to have you back, because you got some really great, valuable things to talk about.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Okay, and can you become a fan on our Facebook and all that, and so I can share you with everyone?
Yeah, I believe I am already.
Ah, I love it. All right. Well, very good. Well, it's been a pleasure talking with you, Cheney, and thanks for being a guest on my show.
Thank you. Thank all of you for
being
on today.
All right. Thank you. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Give us a call here. We have, we've got a book, Leaves Falling Gently by Susan Beyer. And that's Living Fully with Serious and Life-Limiting Illness through Mindfulness and Compassion and Connectiveness. And also we've got three discs of Navigating the Romantic Marketplace. And that's from Julie Furman. And that's Cupid's Coach. So if you are interested in finding a new mate, you might want to check this out. So just give us a call here. And, you know, I thought it was really cool what Julie said is for new callers. Let's kind of put that out there. Anybody who's
new caller, if you've never called a radio station or if you've never called the Kim Pagano show,
that's right.
Call us. If you're single, you'll get Navigating the Romantic Marketplace.
All right. At 805-639-0008. We'll talk to you soon. Stay with us.
Music Academy this summer and let our family teach your family to love music. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, violin, viola, and cello. We also have a perfect cure for the summertime blues with our rock and roll summer camps. And for your adorable MIDI music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 5. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
Honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/thekimpaganoshow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/thekimpaganoshow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone, and I'm so glad that you are still here with us. And we are talking to Julie Furman, and her business is Cupid's Coach. And I know we've had several phone calls, and we are taking actually virgin callers who are interested in getting a date or a mate. And Julie brought us a couple of CDs that are Navigating the Romantic Marketplace, Secrets and Strategies for Dating and Relating and Mating. Wow. Say that 10 times, right?
It takes 2.5 hours for us to give all the secrets away.
Yeah. So what are the secrets? Let's just get down to the nitty gritty. What are the secrets? What would be the number one thing that you would say has changed in the world for dating?
Well, what's really been unusual lately is, you know, we've got all these communication devices, our cell phones and our PDAs and our iPads and all of these things. And, you know, the question is it helping us? Is it helping men and women connect? Is it helping them find each other? Is it helping them create that connection and enter into a significant relationship?
Well, it's funny. You think that they would be accessible because it's 24/7. But I honestly think that it's actually the negative.
You're right. You know, it's so much chatter and there's so much stuff, junk that comes into our email boxes and our text messaging and all of that. So what's happening is it's actually keeping us from being together and connecting. And we're such a rapid fire community right now. And everybody makes these quick decisions. And sometimes the quick decision is, oh, he texted me instead of calling me. Oh, he must be a jerk. He must be rude. And then she'll dismiss him. And he could be a wonderful guy, and he just chose to initiate his relationship with her by a text message Or this week we had one of our couples where she broke up with him by text message after he took her out four times. That's just plain rude,
don't you think?
Yeah, I really think, honestly, is texting is good if you're like in the movies and you go, I'm in the movies, I'll talk to you later.
Right.
That kind of thing. But honestly, as a communication between two human beings.
Something important like, you know what, sweetie, I think you're great, but your kids are a little young for my preference, and I don't think we have enough in common.
And it's all in a text?
You know, for just to say, I don't think you're the right one for me, bye. You know, I mean, that's just, come on. There was one that was, somebody broke up with somebody by instant message.
Oh, come on, people. So do you hear all the...
I hear everything. Right. Every day, my email box and my voicemail box is just filled with post-date feedback. And a lot of it's just beautiful and lovely and incredible. And some of it is just, I can't believe the behavior out there that has just gotten to the point where we can't communicate with each other directly. We have to do something on the side and sly and lame and pathetic.
God, I love it. You know, if anybody has a question out there that you have been dating, you can Facebook us and Jacob can pick it up if you're, you know, you don't feel comfortable calling. A lot of people feel embarrassed to ask questions. Or you can call us and you don't have to say your name, but you can be on air and talk to Julie and ask him, you know, one of the dating strategies. So at 805-639-0008, I want to get you guys connected. So we are talking to Julie Furman, and her business is Cupid's Coach. Her business is getting you connected to the other partners, you know, there's a lot of people out there, right?
Yeah, it's all about bettering your odds of finding the right person. And there's always the question that comes to me, well, Julie, you know, shouldn't love just happen naturally? And shouldn't we just, you know, find each other across the crowded rooms of life? And the answer to that question is, if that's working for you, then absolutely. If it's not working for you, it's okay to call Cupid's Coach or Kim Bogano and talk to us on the radio.
There you go. Okay, and I do believe we have a caller, so welcome.
Good morning. I just have a question for your guest.
Sure.
I just want to know how people are meeting each other these days. I know back in the 80s and late 70s, people, you know, went to bars or distant community events. And I've tried several things, but I have not found success.
Well, I'll tell you what. The first thing you want to do, you use a computer, right?
Correct.
All right. So register with me at cupidscoach.com so I can keep an eye out for you. But people are meeting all kinds of ways. One of the challenges, I love to teach people how to flirt and how to use your eyes and your smile when you're out there at the coffee shop or the pharmacy or wherever you are. But the challenge is everybody's looking down at their stupid phones now. So that's becoming more difficult. And
those chance
encounters are just not happening. So if it's not happening for you, if you're not meeting a good, I like to see a couple of first dates every month. And so either you're going to use an online site and meet people that way, or you're going to work your magic out there in the world and have the courage to create those connections with adorable strangers that you see out there, or you're going to ask for help. And it's okay to ask for help. Whether you become our client or not, I definitely want you registered with us at cupidscoach.com. So do that for sure, and then I'll keep my eyes open for you.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you so much for calling. All right, and if there's any other callers out there, that's how easy it is. Just give us a call here at 805-639-0008. Julie will help you if she can, you know. I mean, it's all out there.
Absolutely.
It's really at our fingertips, and people don't realize that.
And the amount of courage that lady just had to pick up the phone and call us, it's that kind of courageous action that can keep you from being stalled out in your dating life or actually moving forward. Look and see, do you have one or two first dates happening every month? If you're really looking for a relationship where you got to go through the process of dating to get there.
Now, a lot of people are afraid of rejection.
Yeah.
Okay, so talk to us about that.
Well, it's always hard to get rejected, and it happens, but you'd have to just know that it's like if you're a salesperson, you know you're going to have to pick up the phone and call a lot of people before you're going to make a sale. If you are in the world of dating, then you just need to know that the first person you go out on a date with is probably not going to be your spouse. So you have to get comfortable with it. And the solution is to just enjoy the process of meeting other people, look for what's right, not for what's wrong. After you meet
somebody. Oh, wait, let's back up right there. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are like, he's too tall, he's too short, he doesn't have enough hair, he does, you know, and why not look at the inside of their heart, you know, and that takes a little bit of time to see.
Time and practice.
Yeah.
So what I recommend is, whether you just met somebody at the you know, the coffee machine, or whether you met him through an online dating site or wherever you met him, go home and make your list of, and I want you to make two lists of all the things that you appreciated about this person and all the things on the other side that maybe you didn't appreciate. Now, here's the challenge. You have to make sure that the things that you appreciated, that that's a longer list than the things that you didn't. And it's practice. Because if you're in that mode of being critical, judgmental, bitter, angry, all that, not sexy, right?
Really?
Guys do not want to date women who are critical and negative. So you have to practice looking for what's right and practice looking to see, does this person have what we call your critical criteria? I don't care how long your list is. You could come to me with a list of 135 things that you would love to see in the perfect man or the perfect woman. But I want to know, what are your top three critical criteria? And if the guy's got them, give him a shot.
What are the most critical top three?
Well, for you, it would be different than for me. When I was a single girl, what was most important to me is that the guy I wanted to be with had to want to have a family. I wanted to be a mom one way or the other. And if he wasn't interested in having kids, then he was off my list. So if the guy was, like my husband, for example, he was very much focused on family and having kids, which was great. But guess what? We didn't have the same religious background. Well, that was a little bit of a, not quite right. He was older than I wanted him to be. That was a little bit of a, not quite right. So, but he had the most important elements. And guess what's kept us together for 21 years? Our passion for family and our kids.
I love it. I love it. What a great, and you know, I mean, I think that's what people are missing.
Yeah.
Is the core of what they really want.
Because and they think once there's going to be somebody who has every single thing on their list.
Exactly. We have another caller. Welcome.
Yes, I wonder if you can answer a question for me. How old do you think you can be? I mean, I do not like older men, and I'm very young at heart.
Yep.
So how old do you think, you know, like, can you go 5 years younger?
Sure. Absolutely. I love that question. The way we handle it at Cupid's Coach, you'll love it, because we handle age a certain way. We give everybody the opportunity to choose if they're going to reveal their age or not. And if you ask me not to, I won't. And if you're the client, I'm going to adhere to your age preferences. So I was putting together our success story book this week, and two of our couples, he had been interested in a woman who was younger, which is normal, and yet the client was my female client. So we have lots and lots of relationships with women who are older than the men that they're partnered with. Uh-huh. My client Linda is 6 years older than the man she married. His name is James. And Claudia is 3 years older than the man she's with. His name is Mark. Even though these guys thought they were supposed to be with younger women. So I think it's okay to stick to within about a 5 to 7 year age spread, up or down. But you should be willing to go up about as much as you're hoping to go down. Does that make sense?
Oh, great point.
I understand that, yes. But I work in a field where I work with very young people. And I'm very young at heart. And when I see an older person, they don't have sort of the same things in common that I do.
I know. It's such a challenge, because every day of my life as a matchmaker, what I see is post-date evaluations. And so if I'm working with people in their 50s, 60s, 70s, my oldest clients right now are in their 80s, so don't ever give up. But, you know, they sit across from their contemporary, and he says to me, Julie, she looks old to me. She seems old to me. She writes her post-date evaluation. She says, Julie, he seems old to me. So the truth of it is, when we look at our contemporaries, we don't necessarily see them the way they see themselves. So what to do is cut them some slack. If the guy's got a lot of the important qualities that matter to you, give him a chance. Have that second date. Have that third date. Don't dismiss him too quickly.
Because you can never judge a book by its cover.
That's
because
right.
A lot of people loosen up as they get to know you. And you can find jewels.
And also, if you're a lady who's over the age of 50 or 60, you know, over the age of 65, there are three times as many single women as there are single men. The odds are not in our favor. So that means we got to work a little harder if we're a female and we are what I call a grown-up.
So it's like another job.
It is kind of another job, and you got to have a smile on your face through it and just continue to put yourself out there so that you can better your odds of connecting with the type of people that you're really interested in.
I see.
You know what my mother-in-law does? We call her Feisty Frida Furman. And she's in her 90s, and she's still dating. She's always got a boyfriend. And she basically just doesn't tell people what her age is. And they say, well, how old are you, darling? She says, I'm plenty one. And plenty she's always one. Got a younger boyfriend.
I always stay at 39.
Yep, that works.
There you go. All right. Thank
well,
you
thank
so
you
much.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. We actually just had a text from somebody, too. And they said, basically, the other piece of dating is getting to learn who you are in a relationship, and then you can learn about yourself.
It's very true. And we think we know who we are, but take that time, just like what we were talking about earlier with Chaney, to look and see who you are and what matters to you the most and the qualities that you most appreciate in another person. And don't be quick to dismiss somebody or, because like height and hair, okay? I hate to see a woman dismiss a man because she wants him to be taller or she wishes he had more hair. I don't know one relationship that either made it or didn't based on did the guy have
hair.
A full hair head of hair and, you know, was he 6'2"? But you know what the average height of an American male is? It's 5'9".
Oh, okay.
And women very often come to me and say, well, he has to be 6 feet tall. Well, okay, that's going to limit you.
I like that. Okay.
And yeah. Whether he has a beard or not. We have razors, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? You can't go into a relationship either also trying to change somebody either.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it happens because they want to please you if they're in a relationship.
Yeah.
But you can't go in changing. You have to, like, go in loving yourself.
Yeah. One of the challenges with dating right now is that all the people who are dating have grown up in our modern era with the media. We grew up with magazines and TV and billboards. And we think, like, even Cindy Crawford, she will tell you, she wishes she looked like Cindy Crawford. And it's because, you know, by the time you see her in the magazine, she's been airbrushed and she's probably got somebody else's body on her face. And I mean,
this is true.
It's, you know, so we're not really being realistic.
I love it. What a great point. I know we actually have our next guest on, and then we're going to come back. So stay with us because this is really fun, Julie, of just really finding out what people want out there and how to get it.
Good.
So we have Dr. Susan Beyer on, and her book is Leaves Falling Gently and Living Fully with Serious and Life-Limiting Illnesses. So Dr. Beyer, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome.
Thank you very much, Kim, for having me on the show.
No problem. So tell us a little bit about your book.
Well, the book is, the full title is Leaves Falling Gently, Living Fully with Serious and Life-Limiting Illness Through Mindfulness, Compassion, and Connectedness. And so essentially it's a self-help kind of book for people who are living with a serious illness, such as cancer, such as HIV, or a neurological disorder, or heart disease, etc. And it is helping people to gain a sense of control, a sense of feeling like they're in control of their lives and that they're able to still enjoy their lives despite the changes that are happening with their physical condition.
And, you know, I know a lot of people that, yes, you know, this can be one of the worst things in your life, but you're saying it's not over.
You know what? Every moment that we're alive is a moment that we can look at what's right with us rather than what's wrong with us.
Right.
And it's a moment where we can actually allow ourselves to get grounded into sort of what, you know, what is really true for us and how we can still have meaning in our lives and still have meaningful connections with the people that we love, we care about, and the world around us.
Can you give us an example of somebody who had a really significant challenge who overcame it based on what you were able to teach her?
Sure. You know, my book has lots and lots of examples of this, and I'll give you one kind of extreme example, which is actually, you know, someone who's in the hospital, and her name is Christine, and she had a disease that was a type of leukemia, and she was in the hospital for weeks, several weeks, and she knew she was going to be in the hospital for several weeks. And during that time, she was in isolation and hooked up to intravenous tubes and constantly getting medication and blood products and really felt awful. And on top of it, she hated being in the hospital. She absolutely hated being in the hospital. and would just look around and just feel really, really frustrated and sad and angry and overwhelmed. So, for example, she would look at the clock, and just looking at the clock right in front of her bed, it would be a reminder that she's running out of time and she's sitting there wasting her time. She would look up at the intravenous fluid and medications going into her body and look at it in a way that she felt tied down. She closed the window shades in her room, wouldn't look outside, didn't want anything to do with the outside world. And what we did is that we taught her some very simple practices of mindfulness, of coming back to the present moment in a way that is accepting and open and a spirit of spaciousness and curiosity with what's happening instead of resisting. And so those same triggers that were so difficult for her actually became triggers that were positive. So, for example, looking up at the clock, she realized that, wow, I am alive. And the ticking of the clock, instead of being annoying, was used as an anchor to just sort of settle in and to be, you know, present with what's happening.
So she basically turned it around. She looked at it as a positive, right?
Yes, but it's important that to know that it wasn't like she was trying to make things be positive. It's not like you can make yourself be positive. I'm not talking about us always being happy, but it's looking at how we can actually find goodness in what is, you know, what our situation actually is right now. So it's not making something into something else,
right?
But it's a matter of really looking at it for what it is and recognizing that mentally we have stories, and our stories can actually get us into a whole vicious cycle of negative thinking around.
It seems like the theme of our show this morning is really all about, you know, how you interpret what's happening
in your life.
Yes.
To you.
Yeah, you know, the ticking of the clock can be a, oh my gosh, I'm running out of time, or a reminder of, I'm so delighted that I'm alive. You know, how do you want to look at it?
You know, right. And here's another thing. You know, we have Julie Furman on, and she is Cupid's coach, and bringing partners together. A lot of elders maybe aren't 100% because they do have illnesses as we get older. But when you're finding a partner, a lot of people are thinking that's a deterrent. How do you work through that?
Well, I think we need to accept the reality that we are aging and we are going to have health challenges. And do we want to go through life? The question is, do you want to go through life alone?
Or with a partner.
Or with a partner.
I love it.
And, you know, would you rather be alone, or would you rather be with a flawed human being, given that we're all flawed?
We're all flawed.
I choose partnership.
I'm right there with you. I love it.
In my book, in the last chapter, the last section, it's broken into three sections, it's all about connectedness.
Mm.
And it's very much looking at the importance of human connections. And, you know, it's can be through just simple presence of being with one another.
You know, right. It occurred to me, the lady who's not enjoying being in the hospital, I was thinking of all the things that you could do if you're in the hospital. You know, just the matter of connecting with other people who are also in the hospital and connecting with the nurses and connecting with the doctors in a way that they never have before. There are opportunities right there laying in a hospital bed to connect with people.
Countless.
I love
exactly.
it. I love it. And you know what? Really, that's what you have to figure out your gift is. And you have to look at wherever you are in life, make it the best.
Yeah, it's all a matter of perspective. And how are you going to interpret what's right there in front of you?
I love it. You know, where does everybody find your book, Dr. Bauer?
Yes, my name is Bauer Wu.
Bauer, sorry. Okay,
so
Bauer Wu.
It's a hyphenated name. The first part is Bauer, B-A-U-E-R, and then hyphen W-U.
Okay.
And it's available in bookstores all over, you know, the whether they're regular bookstores or online, like Amazon.com. And it's available through paperback as well as the ebook.
Okay, great. And that is Leaves Falling Gently, Living Fully with a Serious Life-Limiting Illness Through Mindfulness, Compassion, and Connectiveness.
It's a great idea for people to get it. Maybe if you've got a family member or a friend that is going through something challenging, it'd be a great gift to give.
I think so, too.
Yeah, and, you know, it is one of those things where family members oftentimes feel very helpless and don't know what they can do to help. So it is a simple book that hopefully will help a lot of people. Thank you.
I love it. And I love the one thing, without words, the power of presence and touch. So, yeah. All right. Well, I thank you so much for being a guest on my show.
Thank you, Kim, and really nice to be here. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. All right. We are going to take a really quick break, and we will be back, and we'll be finishing up our little chat here with Julie. And, you know, you can still get in on our calls for 805-639-0008 if you have a question. Don't be embarrassed. Just give us a call. You can't hack my
digital future aboriginal. Do you ever feel like school gets in the way of your time with your children?
Wait, what do you mean? Doesn't everyone have their children in school all day, then fight with them to get homework finished in addition to everything else that needs to be done?
You must not have heard about Somas Academy Charter School right here in Camarillo.
What is Somas Academy?
Somas Academy has changed our lives. I'm so sorry I haven't shared this with you sooner. Somas Academy is a public school which is aligned with state standards and allows me to school my child on our time, giving us much more time for our family.
I'm not a teacher. How do you do this?
Trust me, I didn't think I could do it either. At Somas Academy, I partner with a great supervising teacher who guides us through the educational process. It's been so successful for us. Not only that, Somas Academy offers individualized learning for kindergarten through 12th grade, friendly teachers, park days and field trips, on-campus enrichment days, and specialized teachers for classes and labs for high school.
Wow, that sounds like a great fit for our family.
Call Somas Academy today for more information at 987-1188, extension 100, or visit their website at somas-academy.org.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm here with Julie Furman from Cupid's Coach, and I love all the phone calls, and you know, people are, it's just, they want to ask the questions, you know. So I would love to start off with asking how you became a matchmaker.
Well, my husband was in the industry, so first I met him. I joined his dating service, and then I asked him out on a date and dragged him down the aisle before he knew what the heck hit him. And so I started working with him. So 10 years in St. Louis and Kansas City, we had two dating services. It was back when Great Expectations was a big thing. And so we had those two franchises. And then we sold those companies when we moved to California. And then out of my extra room in my house in Westlake Village, we started Cupid's Coach. And we just started inventorying all these amazing people.
So what is your? How is yours different than everybody else's?
Well, it is different in two ways. First off, anybody can be with us, and it's free to be registered, and it's private. So it's not like the online dating sites where you'll get browsed and, you know, emails from people that, and you know, your next door neighbor is not going to say, oh, I saw you on the internet. No, it's private. So anybody can be registered. That's the first step. And then the people we're working actively for are the clients. The other way it's different is
that when you say, okay, so it's free to be on it. Mm-hmm. So you go into this whole reference so you can refer to people, right?
Yes.
But then if they are paying client,
then I'm working actively for them and I'm actually lining up their next date for them.
And if they're just a reference, how does that work?
That means they're waiting for a referral. So maybe they'll get called, maybe they won't. It's a function of who I'm searching for. So I have an 83-year-old gentleman client right now. So if there's a lady listening who's in her 70s or 80s, I want her registered with me so I can find her. Does she have to pay me to meet him? No. If he's interested in her, I can make the introduction and she doesn't have to pay at all. If she wants me to find somebody for her and I'm working for her, then she needs to be the client. So I have a lady who's 83. I have a man who's 83. I have a guy who's 25. I have a girl who's 23. So everything from the 20s through the 80s, we have great single people in our community. So the first step is just, you know, register privately at cupidscoach.com so we can find them.
And how what are some of the questions that you ask?
Oh, it's like, you know, we ask about religion, we ask about education, and we ask about kids, who has kids, who doesn't, who will date somebody with kids and who won't, who wants to have a baby and who doesn't, who's open to adoption, all of those kinds of things. And then we want to know passions. You know, if they share a couple of passions, that's a good thing. If they both love water skiing, well, it'd be good to introduce them, wouldn't it?
Right. And now, do you find that people are open? Is religion a big thing?
It is for some. I've got a gentleman who only wants to date a Jewish woman. He will not date anybody who's not from a Jewish culture. And then I have people that are very open. The biggest majority of people in our Cupid's Coach community are people who are spiritual, not particularly religious, but I've got Catholics who only want to date Catholics, and I've got Christians who will only date Christians, and we want to know all that.
Sounds really thorough. So I like that.
Well, I've got $150,000 just in my technology. You know, it wasn't easy to build, but we've got the largest community of single people in all of California right at Cupid's Coach.
And are you only local?
Or? No, actually, we had a date last week from in Shanghai. We have clients locally and statewide and nationally and internationally because we're connected with a much larger company that's national, and I have relationships with matchmakers all over the world. So one of my clients went to Australia, and I was able to connect her with somebody in Melbourne, and she had another date in Sydney because I'm connected with a matchmaker in Sydney and Melbourne.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. So because of the internet, you're able to go
That's
everywhere.
Right.
I mean, that is a big part of it.
The internet is a really valuable tool. And this morning I woke up and I saw a new registration from a gentleman who lives in Buffalo, New York. So
we actually have another listener that has a question. Go ahead. Hello.
Hi, Kim. This is Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia. How are you?
I'm good. I have a question. I heard when you were speaking to your previous guest that someone said, would you rather be alone or be with a flawed person?
Yeah. Okay. What do you think about that?
You know, I've been alone for a long time. I've tried computer dating. I did that last year, and I met a lot of nice guys, but I kind of decided that wasn't for me. But I don't mind being alone. So is that a problem?
No, not at all. It's actually great. Women are better at being alone than men are, which is a good thing, because if you look at nursing homes, it's generally us girls, isn't it? But I want you to be happy on your own. I can work best with people who like their lives. But, you know, in the answer to that question, some people will say, well, I would rather be on my own than be with somebody who's got a lot of, you know, who doesn't fit my critical criteria. It's not bad to be alone.
And you can still be alone and have a partner. You know what I mean? In
sure.
a sense. I mean, you can still have your independence.
Yeah. So, I want you to live the life you want to live. And if that's living solo without a partner, go for it. If you are unhappy without a partner, then it's not a bad idea to try to find one.
Right. I would like to find one.
See,
but,
everybody really wants one. They just don't,
I think we're social creatures, and we are happiest when we're in relationship with other people.
Yeah. So. You know, oh, God, Cynthia, we got to cut our show. I am so glad that you called. And
Cool. Thank
you for all of my listeners. I'm going to have you back, Julie. This was so much
fun.
We didn't even cover half of the stuff that we want to talk about. I want to remind everybody you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today is learn to hear what your inner voice is telling you, and your whole world changes. With that, I want to remind you, if you missed any part of my show today, you can listen again from 3 to 4. And if you have a question that was not answered, email me at kimpagano@gmail.com. I'd love to get that question answered for you.
Or Facebook us
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. At Facebook at Kim Pagano Show. With that, have a wonderful day. Thank you again, Julie,
for being here.
Thanks for having me. And this has been really fun. Go take on your day.
Shake that.
In the club, party rock. Looking for your girl, she on my jock, huh? Now stop when we in the spot. Booty moving weight like she on the block. Woo! With a drink, I got to know. Tight jeans, tattoo, cause I'm rock, rock. Half black, half white, diamond, no. Gang of money, open up.
Yo, I'm running through these halls like...